Good morning. It's Saturday, November 1st, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Two U.S. federal judges have ordered the Trump administration to continue food assistance for more than 40 million low-income Americans during the ongoing government shutdown. Rulings in Rhode Island and Massachusetts said the administration must use emergency funds to pay November's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. The USDA had announced the program would halt payments, claiming the well has run dry. Judge Indira Talwani said the government erred in refusing to tap contingency reserves, which could cover roughly 60% of recipients for 1 month. The administration must now report by Monday on whether it will authorize partial benefits as pressure mounts to protect families dependent on SNAP. Another news, America's smallest coin is vanishing from cash registers. Since the Trump administration stopped minting pennies in May, retailers say they're running out fast, forcing many to round prices to the nearest nickel. The U.S. Mint ended production to cut costs. Each penny costs nearly 4 cents to make, but small businesses say the shortage is costing them thousands in lost change. Some cities require exact payments, adding confusion at checkout. Industry groups are urging federal guidance, warning the shift disproportionately affects lower-income Americans who rely on cash. Despite its low value, the penny's disappearance is proving to be a big problem for everyday transactions. Another news. The number of Irish citizens deported from the United States has jumped by more than half this year, reaching 99 cases between January and September. Immigration lawyers say the increase follows tougher enforcement since President Trump's return to office. Many deportees have no criminal history and entered the country legally before overstaying visas. One high-profile case involves Navy veteran Jim Brown's wife, Donna Hughes Brown, detained for 2-decade-old bounced checks. Her lawyer called the crackdown insane and wasteful. Irish officials say they've seen record requests for consular help. Advocates warn that for long-time residents, even minor infractions now carry life-altering consequences. Around the world, humanitarian groups say thousands are trapped in Sudan's El Fasher after the city fell to paramilitary rapid support forces this week. Doctors Without Borders described large-scale atrocities, including executions and sexual violence, calling the situation apocalyptic. Satellite imagery from Yale University suggests mass killings are ongoing, with entire neighborhoods wiped out. The UN says more than 65,000 people have fled, but tens of thousands remain missing or unable to escape. Western governments have condemned the RSF, which now controls all of Darfur. British and German officials called for immediate accountability, warning that Sudan faces the greatest humanitarian crisis in the world. Another news, Tanzania's President Samia Suluhu Hassan has been declared the winner of a controversial election with nearly 98% of the vote. The opposition says hundreds were killed during protests after their main candidates were disqualified. The government denies widespread violence, though the UN has called for an investigation into alleged abuses. Hassan, who took office in 2021, had been praised early in her term for easing political restrictions, but faces renewed criticism for tightening control. Her ruling party says the landslide shows confidence in her leadership. Opponents call it a coronation. The nation remains under curfew amid lingering unrest. Another news, China has launched its youngest astronaut ever, 32-year-old Wu Fei, aboard the Shenzhou 21 mission to the Tiangong, or Heavenly Palace, space station. The crew also includes two other astronauts and, for the first time, 4 black mice to study reproduction in orbit. The mission marks China's 7th visit to the station since it was completed in 2022. Beijing has accelerated its space program, planning to host a foreign astronaut from Pakistan next year. Analysts say the US and China are now locked in a renewed race for lunar dominance, as both nations push the boundaries of human spaceflight. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.